Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. First phase polling to take place tomorrow in 43 assembly constituencies of Jharkhand. By-elections in 33 assembly constituencies of 11 states also to be held tomorrow. Home Ministry approves setting up of first all-women battalion of CISF. DRDO successfully conducts maiden flight test of long-range land attack cruise missile. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar launches the website of 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas to be celebrated in January next. Public sector banks show strong performance in the first half of current fiscal with 11% growth. And in Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India registers second consecutive win, defeating South Korea 3-2 in a thrilling encounter at Rajgir, Bihar. And now the news in detail. In Jharkhand, elaborate security arrangements have been made for the first phase of the assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and continue until 5 p.m. However, it will end at 4 p.m. at 950 sensitive booths spread over 31 constituencies. More from our correspondent.
Tight security arrangements have been made to ensure free and fair polls. Central paramilitary forces have been deployed at each booth. The Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said a number of steps has been taken to ensure smooth elections.
As per the commission instruction, all the necessary steps and the procedure are already standardized. There is no need for any specific instruction. In the Naxal area, they will act as per the SOP. They are trained, and in the urban area, issues are different. They will act differently.
Security forces conducted flag march in sensitive areas to instill confidence among electorates. Inter-district border has been sealed and a joint operation has been launched in the bordering areas of UP, Bihar, MP, Chhattisgarh and Odisha to check activities of Naxals. Helicopters have been pressed into service to meet any eventuality. With KK Lal, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Ranchi.
Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide the political fate of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Preparations are also complete for the by-polls in 33 assembly constituencies across 11 states tomorrow. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka, and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides these, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Voting for by-election to Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will also be held tomorrow. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra as top leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Solapur, Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi alleged that Congress is attempting to undermine the reservation policy and create division between Dalits, tribals and OBCs by sowing discord among them. Mr. Modi said that the Mahayuti government is introducing various initiatives such as the Mukhyamantri Majhi Ladkiya Behen Yojana with a focus on women's welfare as well as working towards farmers' well-being.
Humne yahan kisanon ki sinchai ki samasya ko dur karne par focus kiya. हमारे प्रयासों से सोलापुर जिले के कई गांवों का जलस्तर बढ़ रहा है महायुति सरकार ने किसानों के बिजली के बिल माफ कर दिए हमारी कोशिश है कि अब किसानों को बिजली का बिल भरना ही ना पड़े
Meanwhile, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized the central government for not caring about the poor, common people and farmers. Mr. Gandhi was campaigning for the Mahavikas Aghadi and Congress candidates in Gondia district this afternoon. He also mentioned that OBCs constitute 50% of the population, but their participation in the overall system is very minuscule. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Sakoli constituency in Bhandara district of Maharashtra, from where Congress State President Nana Patole is contesting. More from our correspondent.
Sakoli constituency in Bhandara district of Eastern Vidarbha is represented by the Maharashtra Pradesh Congress Committee MPCC chairman Nana Patole. He defeated the BJP candidate Parinay Phuke in 2019 assembly elections. Patole has previously represented this constituency in 2009 as a BJP MLA. He was also a member of parliament in Bhandara parliamentary constituency from 2014 to 2017. In 2017, he resigned from BJP and took up the charge of Pradesh Congress Committee Chairman in 2021. This year, BJP has pitted Avinash Brahmankar, who switched from Nationalist Congress Party to BJP. So the main competition in Sakoli is between the BJP and Congress candidates. Sakoli has over 3,28,000 voters. The key issues here are of paddy crop prices, employment and lack of industry. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
BJP today accused Congress of conspiring with divisive and conservative forces within a particular minority community for the sake of votes in the ensuing Jharkhand and Maharashtra assembly polls. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged the Congress and India Bloc parties are narrow-minded and opposed to the upliftment of the minorities. He also said that the main opposition party is aligning with groups opposed to national unity to bolster its poll prospects.
तो एक प्रकार से कांग्रेस पार्टी और इंडिया गठबंधन लोग जितने संकीर्ण मानसिकता वाले लोग हैं जो मुस्लिम समाज के समर्थक छोड़िए सुधार के भी खिलाफत करते हैं ऐसे लोगों को लेकर आगे बढ़ रही है और ये सारी जमात वही है जिसने तीन तलाक का भी विरोध किया था जो शाहबानों के साथ खड़ी थी और आज इतने साल होने के बाद भी कांग्रेस पार्टी कुछ नहीं न समझती है न सुधरती है ऐसे ही तत्वों के बहाने चुनाव जीतने का षड्यंत्र करती है
The Home Ministry has approved the establishment of the first all-women battalion of CISF in a landmark decision aimed at empowering women and enhancing their role in national security. The proposal for the creation of all-women battalions in the force was initiated following the direction of Home Minister Amit Shah on the occasion of the 53rd CISF Day function. The CISF headquarters have started preparations for the early recruitment, training and selection of a location for the headquarters of the new battalion. CISF has been a preferred choice for women who wish to serve the nation in the Central Armed Police Force, constituting over 7% of the force at present. In Manipur, security forces have recovered the bodies of two civilians amid ongoing rescue operations to ensure the safety of the remaining six abducted civilians in the Jiribam district. The civilians were abducted by suspected militants. The Inspector General of Police Operations, Manipur, Dr. I. K. Muiva, said that the attack by militants on the Borobrekra police station and the adjacent CRPF post in Jakuradhor in Jiribam district yesterday was successfully repelled. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, today conducted the maiden flight test of the long-range land-attack cruise missile from the Integrated Test Range Chandipur off the coast of Orissa from a mobile articulated launcher. During the test, all subsystems performed as per expectations and met the primary mission objectives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, the armed forces and the industry on the successful maiden flight test. He said it paves the way for future indigenous cruise missile development programs. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today launched the website for the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas alongside Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji in New Delhi. The Pravasi Bharatiya Divas convention will be held from the 8th to the 10th of January in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. It will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman Awards and preside over the valedictory session. The theme of the 2025 Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention is Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. Our correspondent has filed a report.
Pravasi Bharatiya Divas is celebrated on 9th January every year to mark the contribution of overseas Indian community in the development of India. It was on this day in 1915 that Mahatma Gandhi returned to India from South Africa, led India's freedom struggle, and changed the lives of Indians forever. In his keynote address at the launch of the website today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the strength of its diaspora provides the nation with a pillar of support.
I'm confident that the diaspora will continue to play a notable role in India's march towards becoming Vikasit Bharat by 2047.
Speaking on the occasion, the Odisha Chief Minister informed that around 7,000 guests and delegates will attend the PBD convention next year.
We are keeping ourselves ready to about 7,000 delegates and guests during the event. Odisha has a rich cultural heritage and the tradition. During Pravasi Bharatiya Divas, we shall showcase our rich culture and tradition.
The launch of the PBD website marks the commencement of online registration for participation in the convention early next year. The website will also facilitate reservation of accommodation in Odisha and provide detailed information on the convention. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurated the 66th All India Kalidas Samaroh in Ujjain, Madhya Pradesh today. Governor Mangubhai Patel and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav were present at the ceremony. Kalidas Alankran Samman for the year 2022-23 was presented during the program. A total of 8 scholars were honoured in 4 genres. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President said that the Kalidas Samman is an honour to the culture of India.
Akhil Bhartiya Kalidas Samaroh hamari sanskriti ka pratik hai. Hame yaad dilata hai. भारत जैसा कोई दूसरा देश नहीं है जिसके पास ऐसी सांस्कृतिक विरासत हो जो समाज अपनी सांस्कृतिक धरोहर को नहीं संभाल कर रखता है वो समाज ज्यादा दिन नहीं टिक सकता है.
This event, which will continue until the 18th of November, will feature discussions on the works of Mahakavi Kalidas and many other topics. Public sector banks or PSBs have shown strong performance in the first half of 2024-25 with 11% year-on-year growth. The aggregate business stood at over 236 lakh crore rupees. The finance ministry said that major banking reforms were undertaken in the last few years. These include implementation of enhanced access and service excellence, enactment of insolvency and bankruptcy code, and putting in place a robust governance framework. PSBs have also shown significant progress in adopting new age technologies like AI, cloud and blockchain, and put in place necessary systems and controls to tackle cyber security risks. The Public Service Broadcasting Day 2024 was observed today in Akashvani Bhavan. The day celebrates the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi's first live broadcast in 1947. The day also highlights the vital role of Akashvani in informing, educating, and promoting cultural diversity across the nation. Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal highlighted Mahatma Gandhi's commitment towards the nation. He said that Mahatma Gandhi's message has inspired everyone to think for the good of all. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Palibar Gaur, DG Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad and other senior officers were also present during the event. On to sports now. In Asian Women's Hockey Champions Trophy, India registered second consecutive win defeating South Korea at Rajgir in Bihar. We have a report.
India secured a 3-2 win against South Korea in the ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024 at Rajgir in Bihar. In the closely contested match, India's Sangeeta Kumari scored one goal while Deepika Kumari scored two. From the Korean side, Lee Yuri and Captain Cheon Yoon-bi were the goal scorers. In two other matches of the day, China continued its winning streak by defeating Malaysia 5-2. Thailand, which was badly thrashed by China yesterday, exhibited a disciplined game today against Japan. Japan and Thailand battled to a 1-1 draw in a tough competition. India will play their next match tomorrow against Thailand at 4:45 p.m. With Dharmendra's report from Patna, this is Aparajita Nair, Akashvani News.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. First phase polling to take place tomorrow. By-elections in 33 assembly constituencies of 11 states also to be held tomorrow. Home Ministry approved setting up of first all-women battalion of CISF. And in Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India defeats South Korea in Bihar. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.